Hello, my name is Mariam Zahabi, and I'm presenting our T3 project on behalf of my team. It was on physical and cognitive demand associated with police and vehicle technology use, and we conducted a naturalistic study. Crash reports from different states in the U.S. have identified an alarming number of crashes involving police vehicles, and these crashes were mainly caused by officers' interaction with different in-vehicle technologies. Previous studies have assessed officers' interaction with in-vehicle equipment and have found negative physical and cognitive effects. However, these assessments were limited to a specific equipment and short exposure time and were typically conducted in laboratory settings. Therefore, the objective of our study was to conduct a naturalistic driving study to identify the most physically and cognitively demanding human technology interactions in police vehicles. We recruited 10 police officers from statewide departments in a 3-hour ride-along study. We had BioStem endpoint wearable sensors and also used pupil lab eye tracking glasses. We measured perceived workload, physiological measures of workload using percentage change in pupil size, and we also measured muscles activities using the sensors placed on the three muscles. We found that among all the in-vehicle technologies, such as MCT, mobile computer terminal, radio and phone, video cameras, the MCT was the most frequently used in-vehicle technology for the officers. In addition, it was the most physically and cognitively demanding in-vehicle technology for the officers. In addition, we found that officers with more experience as a patrol officers and officers who were working in more congested areas experienced higher cognitive workload. This might be due to the more license plate checks in congested areas. Furthermore, the EMG and eye tracking measures did not reveal any significant effect of in-vehicle technology type on driver, physical, and cognitive workload, which might be due to the frequent switching between the tasks. This study provided a comprehensive physical and cognitive mapping of the interactions between officers and in-vehicle technologies. The findings may be used by vehicle manufacturers and technology developers to optimize future vehicles and in-vehicle equipment design to better fit human capabilities and improve safety.